I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Bloomington Playwrights Project opens their 2014-2015 season with a play called Kalamazoo by Michelle Cullis-Brooks and Kelly Younger. It's directed by our guest Chad Rabinowitz, opens on September 26th, plays through October 11th. Chad, why is it called Kalamazoo?
Well, Peg, who is a 70-ish-year-old woman in the show who meets Irving on an online dating service, says in her online profile that the one place, she has to answer the question, the one place that you've always wanted to go, and it's a bird sanctuary in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
So we've got a bird-loving Irish Catholic, a 70-something Jewish metal detector-toting East Coaster?
That's exactly it. They're both widowers and trying to move past that and re-engage with life. They meet online. They end up on a first date at a Mexican restaurant, which is exactly half the distance between their homes because that's what their kids suggested they should do. And they were both forced into this. Things go well, and they end up kind of getting hammered at a Mexican restaurant and ending up in a unidentified hotel. Let's just put it that way.
Now, you've got two characters here who are both supposed to be of advanced age.
Yes, I guess that's a great way of putting it.
IU would have a tough time casting this.
Well, we're very fortunate. There's some amazing talent in this community, and we've got two of the best. Kate Braun, who's been in many of our productions, RX and Three Views of the Same Object, and Ken Farrell, who was also in Three Views of the Same Object with Kate and has been in many shows in Bloomington and all around. So it's an incredible two-person cast that tell this full story.
The comedy Kalamazoo, a comedy that you guarantee is like no other.
I do guarantee it. It's our Reva Shiner Comedy Award-winning play. It starts here in Bloomington. It's going to move to California a month after, and then it's going to move to New York after that. And I mean this in all honesty, it's one of the funniest, most sweetest, and heartwarming, touching, and laugh-a-minute plays I've ever read.
Opening the season on September 26th, Kalamazoo, directed by our guest Chad Rabinowitz. In the middle of the fall, it's the Ike and Julie Arnoff playoffs, and that's 9 playwrights, 9 directors, 27 actors, 24 hours to what?
They have to write a play based on a surprise prop, theme, and line of dialogue. No one knows what it is. The writers write from 7 o'clock that night till 7 a.m., and then the actors try to get off book from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. They have to learn their lines. Directors direct the shows. We design it, everything, and the whole thing's done in 24 hours. It's a madcap craziness.
The playoffs, November 1st and 2nd. Wrapping up the fall part of the season, a play called She Kills Monsters?
Yes, She Kills Monsters was a huge hit in Chicago, and we're partnering with that company, Buzz 22, in Chicago. It's a theatrical adventure about Agnes, who lost her sister and her family in a car crash, and 2 years later stumbles upon her little sister's Dungeons & Dragons notebook. And she dives into that world of battling demons and monsters and bloodthirsty cheerleaders, all told with highly theatricalized elements and puppetry, shadow puppets. It's an experience that you will have never had before, and I got to tell you, it's one of the highlights of our season. It's going to be so much fun. You don't need to know anything about gaming to enjoy it because it's just a heartwarming tale about a sister who learns more about her family through diving into this crazy, crazy dungeon world.
Experiences like no other. Bloomington Playwrights Project, let me go backwards. December 5th through the December 20th, it's She Kills Monsters, directed by Scott Weinstein. Back at November 1st and 2nd, it's The Playoffs. And opening the season on September 26th, Kalamazoo, directed by our guest Chad Rabinowitz. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.